Well, people, we're back.
I don't think we went anywhere. We did this last week.
We've been sitting here the whole time.
Yeah.
We waited for a week.
Yeah, there's a big pile of whatever.
Bodily filth.
There's a 5-gallon bucket down there, and it's almost to the rim. So I'm glad we're done.
Whew.
It stinks in here.
It's a long week. So, yeah, new show on streaming. I swore I wasn't going to get it.
I didn't.
Just when I thought it was. They pulled me back in.
I didn't, but somebody decided, and it wasn't even you this time.
No, it was out of the blue. And it's not like we didn't have anything on the DVR. It's just...
So much more stuff to watch on. Yeah. Okay, so what we're going to be doing is kind of going over and reviewing Picard.
Star Trek.
And look, I was a Star Trek fan way before I was a Star Wars fan. So I'm allowed. And I was a huge Next Gen fan.
Next Gen, yeah, that's when it pulled a lot of the younger people in.
Yeah, it's that's when I saw, I was like, oh, Next Gen is so cool. And so Picard is...
Who's your favorite Next Gen character?
I was a Worf character. I love the Klingons, man. Klingons were pretty cool, but I also liked I liked Data, because that one, there was this one time where Data's all like, "I'm afraid," and he's like, "I'm gonna turn off my emotion chip," and I think Picard said, "I wish I can do that." So it was one of those things where. Yes, Picard is back. It's on. It's only on CBS All Access.
All Access.
So
now that I have it, I'm probably gonna watch Discovery now.
Yeah, and that's what I when you kind of set me up and said, hey, we're doing this, and I was like, all right, cool. And I was like, well, now I have CBS All Access. I might as well watch Discovery now. But I heard Discovery's way not as good. So
I know they got plans for other Star Trek stuff. So. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, so episode one, you have Picard. It's pretty much like...
It's post him.
Post him.
Retiring from, yeah, Starfleet.
This is right from Nemesis. Look, this is going to be a lot of spoilers, and Nemesis pretty much ended with Data blowing himself up to save the crew. Okay. And he's in his 70s probably. I mean, this was 18 years ago from the last Nemesis, so even he says it was almost 20 years ago. So he retired or got out as an admiral. But it's one of those things where it's so well shot and so well directed, and so, I mean, and Patrick Stewart is just amazing. And
the pacing is it's kind of slow, but not so slow that you want to stop watching.
Yeah.
It's just,
well, the funny thing is, that was the one thing that got me, is that, you know, when I watch like these shows, I'm usually like playing on my phone and it's in the background.
Yeah.
This was all like, this kind of grabbed me from the beginning, and I was like, and it was one of those things. I think it was more for fanfare than anything, because there was a lot of references back to the original, yeah, Next Gen
stuff.
Not
necessarily Easter eggs, but a lot of references.
And I was always a big Next Gen fan, and to see actually Next Gen people back on the screen as Star Trek characters was pretty cool. And now that we've been to enough cons, I've met a lot of these people. The only person that still needs to sign my poster is Patrick Stewart, and he is impossible to get. So
he doesn't do a whole lot of events.
I think the only event he does was the big Star Trek con in Vegas every September.
That's where you're going to have to catch him.
And that's where, unfortunately, that's where I'm going to have to catch him, but I'll be in L.A. And so, I might take it. I'll see if it's the same weekend. But either way, so we're going to kind of go over. I watched it this morning. There's a lot going on. Jeez. Okay, so you're going to cut to Picard playing poker with Data. And you have to understand that.
Yeah, and the first thing you think is like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
He's gone. He's dead.
I was sitting there like, oh no, are they like trying to bring him back? All right. Because I was sitting there like, all right. But thank God it was just a dream.
You know? Right.
And he did wake up, and he has an awesome looking pit bull, which is named
Number One.
And,
pretty cute little pit bull.
And I was sitting there like, everybody's like, Who did a better number one, the Pitbull or Riker?
Jonathan Frakes. He appears later in the season. They showed some.
They showed like this season on Picard.
Do a Who Wore It Best. Like that.
it was pretty good. So pretty much he comes awake, and it's called the Picard
Chateau
in Paris.
Yeah, Picard is his winery.
It's his winery in Paris.
They referenced it in Next Generation a few times.
Yeah, because he always wanted to retire on a vineyard, and he retired, and he got out, and apparently he has two Romulan. That's gonna be annoying.
Yeah, that's the first thing I noticed. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, there are two of them. I was
but he did save most of the people on the planet.
So. If you haven't seen Nemesis, you probably should watch Nemesis before you watch before you watch Picard, because it kind of lobs up Picard pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially with the so it's 20 years later, sentience. So Picard's going through an interview where they said,
hey, they set him up hard.
They set him up hard, and you knew it was going to come. They said, we told her not to say those things.
Yeah.
And any good reporter, as soon as you tell them not to do something, they're going to do it. So pretty much, as soon as like the fifth question was all like, so why'd you leave? And it was whole, the thing is like, because I didn't leave
he disagreed with how they
handled the Romulan exodus.
Yeah. Because they were just going to leave them.
Yeah. And apparently Mars is still burning. So.
Yeah, they said to this day.
To this day.
Mars is on fire.
Is on fire. so it's pretty much, and you know, he's an older man now. He's not no spry chicken, but it's getting a good foundation of what's going on with this this season or this Picard or this reboot or something like that. Not reboot, but continuation. So you cut to Daesh, right?
Yeah.
That's the girl, and she has a whole like it's like two stories coming together at the end. It's a horrible name.
Daesh.
You know why it's a horrible name?
It probably stands for something in another language or.
It's you know Daesh is the Islamic. The ISIS name in Islam is Daesh.
For what?
ISIS.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was sitting there like,
ooh. Well, her sister had a weird name, too.
Yeah, like Nona or Mona.
You find out she has a sister.
Oh, yeah. Well, she has a sister. But either way, so what happens is, like, I think these are, they're, like, the first, like, when we go to her story, she's pretty much saying
she just got accepted at some job.
Well, and it wasn't just some job; it's the one in Tokyo, and it's actually a big prestigious learning center, something like that. And it was actually referenced from previous ones. Mm-hmm. So she got a job there, and like literally, she's with her boyfriend, and the boyfriend's going to go get some food, and all of a sudden, these Romulans freaking just come in like
you don't know the Romulans at first.
They
bust in looking like snake eyes.
I was sitting there like, man, even in the future they still wear helmets. You would imagine they would have invented something by now. But and like we got really invested in this dude, and then he's like gone.
Yeah, he was kind of cool. He had the side. He had like two sets of
eyelids. Yeah. So pretty much, and they're trying to
big knife to the heart. He's going.
Oh yeah, yeah. And they were trying to pretty much control her as soon as she gets in, and she's all like, she doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, well, they put that thing on her head, and they're like, oh,
she hasn't been activated yet.
All of a sudden,
oh man, you know what it reminded me of?
Jason Bourne?
No, check it. No, it's have you seen the movie Upgrade?
Yeah.
And that reminded me of that. Yeah. I said, dude, would you like me to take over? And I was like, yes, yes. And then, like, she went in overdrive. I was like, damn. And she had a hood on.
Yeah.
So.
And just wasted. Was it three or four dudes?
Three dudes. Yeah. Yeah. It was, and just wasted them. And she runs. And
she keeps having that flashback memory of Picard.
Of Picard. Of visions.
She's never met him before.
Yeah.
But she keeps having that vision.
So pretty much, like, and then, so she's walking in the street. And she's trying to get away, and she sees Picard on TV.
On that interview where they hijacked him.
On that newspaper or the interview. So pretty much, it's a cool side story, and I think she's going to have Unfortunately, she won't be continuing
spoiler.
On.
Spoiler. You're not going to see Daesh again.
No, you're not going to see her anymore. But it was funny that she finds him. It's one of those things where she finds him, then she leaves, and then she finds him again, and she went all hacker mode.
Yeah, he's like, well, how did you find me? You can't track me. Yeah. You have a top secret
clearance. Yeah, you need classified clearance, and you don't have that. So, yeah, it's a crazy thing. So, apparently, Daesh is the daughter
of
Data. Dun, dun, dun.
We said it. Yeah.
And you clicked on this freaking... You clicked on this video. It says spoilers. So, as he said, she actually has a twin. But I think what
happens. That's way at the end.
And that we'll get into in a second.
Yeah, when she finds Picard again, she is jumped again by the Romulan. Which they just pop out of nowhere.
Yeah, they pop out of nowhere. So most likely they have like either a Romulan transporter ship somewhere. Because Romulans can cloak, right? No, or is that just Klingons?
Romulans can too, I think.
Yeah, so they might have a ship somewhere, but the thing is,
maybe they have Yennefer and she's just making portals for them to come in.
Oh my God! Yes, reference to our previous video.
Picha.
You should watch that. It's a crazy look. I know some people are really divided about this. Either some people like it or some people really don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a lot of action just yet, besides the couple fight scenes.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of – you got to build a story before you can just start blowing stuff up.
You got to
– Michael Bay-like.
Or like Star Wars-like, you know.
Yeah.
But no, it was one of those things where it's like, oh, that's a really cool story. And then like she goes all like crazy upgrade mode, right? And she's – and I was sitting there like, man, the fight scenes are cool. And especially on those stairs. And I know exactly where those stairs are at because that's Anaheim.
Oh, was it Anaheim?
Anaheim Convention Center because I actually
– stood on those back stairs.
I stood on those back stairs with a bunch of friends. And my friends were on that back stairs because that's where all the pictures were taken.
Did any Romulans pop in out of nowhere when you were
there? No, I don't think – I don't. But the thing is, the crazy thing is she messaged her mom. And the mom's like, just have to go back to Picard. And she's like –
I never told you that.
Yes, you did.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
So it looks like either they're looking for Picard or she's there to protect Picard.
Yeah, maybe the mom is just a figment of her imagination.
Yeah, because wasn't there a glitch or something like that?
Well, they put memories into her because she said, oh, I have a father and this is what
happened. Yeah, and those are your memories.
Yeah, those are yours. Nobody can take them.
Yeah.
Not happened, though. You just, that's what was implanted into.
Yeah, and who knows how old she is. She might be as soon as Data kind of
went away. Well, he's been retired for, 20 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
Because he said, can
you make I'm 28 years old.
What do you call it, a sentient?
Yeah, it's a
human, android type thing?
Yeah, it's pretty much, and they said, they tried, and so Picard pretty much went to the place where she got accepted it, and. You know, it's funny that scientist lady that he was talking to.
I've seen her in something else.
You know exactly where you've seen her. In.
I can't place it. I can see because
Scott Bradley. No, not Scott Bradley.
A roundish face.
She was the girl drummer from that movie.
Scott Pilgrim.
Scott Pilgrim.
That was her. Yeah,
that was her. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Because as soon as I see her, I was like, ha, I know her. Because I literally just watched that movie the other night. So I was sitting there like, ha.
Ha.
We are Sex Bob-omb. And we are here to sell that stuff. But and yeah, stuff. So she, she's in there. She's the doctor. And it's funny because like the first time he asked her seriously, she started laughing.
Yeah.
And you're like,
oh, wait.
You're serious.
And then you see they still have B4.
Yeah.
Which is a Data.
Data clone, which inferior, is stupid.
An inferior
a
clone.
A stupid clone.
Yeah. But he had another one, didn't he? Lore.
I think
who was
so.
Pretty much evil.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if it was like the South Park. It just has a goatee.
I don't think he did. If I remember right, that he was just evil. The doctor, whatever, I guess made him first, and it turned out bad, so he shut him down.
Well, the thing is, like, so Data, pretty much he made two paintings. So we're going to kind of go back to Daesh. We made two paintings. This is how Patrick Stewart, or I'm sorry, this is how Picard. They're interchangeable. So this is how Picard finds out who she actually is, because there's two paintings. One he has in his office, but she's looking away. And then he goes to the archives, And that one she's looking forward to, and it's the same exact painting. And that was painted 20-some-odd years ago.
By Data.
By Data.
Yeah.
So, and Data calls...
the name of the painting is...
The name of the painting is Daughter. So, yeah, it was like, oh, that's pretty interesting. It's an interesting concept. I really like it. So now you have this, not sentient, but yeah, sentient, you know, what do they call them? Oh, God. Synthetics. Yeah, synthetics, yeah. Right? Synthetics are pretty much just androids.
It's a replicant.
Yeah.
Wrong series.
Yeah, wrong series. So, it's pretty much, it's an interesting concept. Like I said, there's not a lot to go to, that's going down. Daesh is protecting Patrick's...
she ends
up... Picard. Well. And she, I thought, and then she gets spit on, like the Romulan, like
dude, acid stuff on her, and then the gun blew up,
and she kind of blew up with him. And I was sitting there like, oh, well, crazy.
Yeah, and there was some kind of cover up because they only found Picard on the roof by himself.
Yeah.
No dead bodies.
Yeah, no dead bodies, no nothing, no explosions. Just found him, hit his head. But every time that, it was one of those things that every time that, they try to get her on video. It was scrubbed. So
yeah,
it was. I think it was like her programming. It probably scrubs as soon as it goes through.
Could be.
Yeah, it's a crazy, crazy show already. I'm kind of glad that you guys got CBS All Access because I like it so far. It's a good show. But
what did you think about that end scene reveal?
That's what I was gonna say. But that end scene reveal. So we find out she has a twin sister. Shocker, right? Twin sister. It's like space soap opera, right?
Yeah.
My twin sister, dun dun dun. And they're surrounded by a bunch of Romulans, right? Yeah. And they're taking apart a Borg cube. And I was like,
well, and it first shows, you know, it just shows the interior real close. You don't know where they're at.
Yeah, you don't know where they're at. Because
you see the ships coming in.
Yeah.
And she's talking to that dude, that Romulan dude. And
Roblin dude's trying to be like, he was all like dramatic.
Yeah.
It's like, I know you don't want to talk to me, but apparently her twin sister's a doctor.
Yeah.
And it's probably a psychotherapy. So
it sounded like it because he mentioned something about the mental
health. Because you listen to people's problems all day long. Yeah. As soon as you're off, you don't want to listen to mine. So I was like,
try me.
I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. And then they pan out from that.
And they keep on panning out.
And you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And it's the Borg cube, and you see like one corner of it is completely caved out, but they're rebuilding it.
Yeah.
So the Romulans, they've been displaced.
Yep.
They got to find a place to live.
Well, they said 900 million or something like that.
Yeah, hey, nobody's using this cube. Anybody got dibs?
We got squatters rights.
The landlord tries to go. Yeah. 7 of 9 still around. Did you see her too?
You don't see her in this episode, but you do see her in the previews.
Right.
Which is kind of cool because I was sitting here like, I was, 7 of 9 was Deep Space Nine, right?
Was it Deep Space Nine?
I forget. I
thought she was on Next Generation for a little while.
I don't think so. Maybe. I could be wrong.
She might have crossed
it
over.
It has been like 20 years since I've seen Next Gen.
It's been a while.
And as soon as they put like Next Gen in like widescreen and HD.
Buy the whole set.
Yeah, I'll go right back into it. Hey, they're doing that with Friends, so I know it's possible.
So yeah. So you're going to see her. You're going to see...
Riker.
Riker.
Yep.
Was that Marina Sirtis? Was it Deanna Troi there?
Deanna Troi. Marina Sirtis.
Data keeps popping up in his dreams.
Yeah, because I mean, you have to understand, Data... sacrificed himself, and he tried. So what they said is he tried to upload his consciousness into B4, but apparently I guess some of his consciousness went into Daesh and the sister. So
well, they said most of it was not recoverable.
Yeah,
they said this new stuff they have that even if it's just a neuron of it left, they can recover.
They can recover the entire, it's a pretty interesting concept.
So I'm wondering not if eventually by the end of the season we're going to start seeing Data come back.
Well, I mean, he's it's not like he's a dead role. It's a recurring role, so I don't mind seeing him. Like I said, 20 years is a very long time, and he doesn't look like he did 20 years ago.
I want to see Worf, Ambassador Worf.
Ambassador Worf. Yeah, I think he was Ambassador Nemesis. I think so.
He's wearing the Life Day robes from Chewbacca. He borrowed those.
Because I remember him having that gold sash. So Yeah, that's a crazy thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's all that nostalgia of seeing all those old characters again.
It's so crazy. But that, you know, they've been doing con so long, and we've been doing con so long, and you've seen these guys, and I've met
LeVar Burton. I forgot about him. We got to see Jordy again.
Yeah.
What's he doing? They're probably teaching at the academy.
Right. He's doing Reading Rainbow. Jordy LaForge.
The futuristic Reading Rainbow.
Well, the guy who plays Jordy LaForge.
LeVar Burton.
He says that he doesn't want to have the goggle things because, you know, eyes are such an expression that he doesn't want them to obstruct his acting.
You know, it's the future that I'm sure they could, if they can recover data from one neuron, they can fix his eyes.
They can fix, I mean, they already fixed that big gash on that lady's forehead. With, you know,
Damn.
I cut my finger the other day and bled for like 3 days straight.
They should have took that to like some Klingons to see if they could fix their.
I wonder.
A tortoise shell on your head?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like the new Klingons. I wonder if the new Klingons are going to look like the old Klingons. Yeah. That'd be pretty interesting. But then again, it's looking like it's all from the original stuff. So it'd be kind of weird to see Worf and then see the new Klingons because I know it's a different timeline, but still, it's kind of not a different time. Well, I don't know. Well, we'll see. Well, but we haven't seen a Klingon yet, but they did preview a new captain, and they did preview new shipmates and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think he got his. He was on his ship.
Well, yeah, he's an admiral, but he's also retired. But you know, there's actually a new. Captain, so
maybe, but was he a captain or was he just some dude who had a ship?
I don't know.
He's a smuggler. Maybe it was like a Han Solo, Star Trek's Han Solo.
Me, the droid, my dog, and no questions asked. Yeah, so I think it's going to be a very interesting show. I'm glad it started off with a lot of nostalgia. You also had a lot of ships that you saw, especially in the archives,
right?
And everybody's like, you know, so the Uber, and they don't like to be called Trekkies, they're called Trekkers. The Uber Trekkers are going to pick it apart.
You can call me either one, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Hey, do you think if he takes the dog with him on the ship and picks up Riker, and he says,
hey, number one, and they both look over?
Yeah. Number one, come over my lap.
I'm pretty sure, I don't think Riker's going to come back because he looked all like grizzly man, and you don't see
him. He looked like farmer man, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's retired.
Like peasant Riker.
But it's one of those things, I think what they're trying to do is I think they're trying to bridge that gap from the old next gen to the new next gen because they know that. The next gen is by far their most popular.
So Star Trek,
newer generation besides like Deep Space Nine and all that kind of stuff, which I never really got into. I was always a next gen fan. I wasn't ever even a Star Trek original fan.
I wouldn't mind them pulling in some of the other properties, you know, some people from Deep Space Nine or what was the one with Scott Bakula?
Oh, Quantum Leap.
It's Star Trek Quantum Leap.
That'd be
was
dope,
it Discovery
though.
He was in?
I think it was Discovery. Yeah. No. It wasn't. Discovery's the new one.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Star Trek. Comment down below if you know what we're talking about. We're trying to memorize all this stuff. And
yeah, I never watched the Scott Bakula one. I heard it was good.
Well, I like Scott Bakula.
Maybe it'll be on All Access and we can watch it.
I'm pretty sure everything's on there right now. But you're all paying like $7 a month for it.
Six, because we got the one with commercials. Because she's cheap.
Yeah, spend an extra 20 minutes per episode. Yeah,
exactly. And then first commercial come up, she complained. I'm like, but you just said to get the cheap one because you didn't want to pay the extra couple bucks for no cut. Just stop.
Yes. Well, we all know my mother is very cheap. But either way.
Episode one, full nostalgia.
It was a big fanfare fest. And I'm kind of glad you got it because and if you want us to review every episode, comment down below, see what you guys think. And
it's another weekly one.
Yeah, it's another weekly one. So, you know, I mean, you guys really liked the last time when we did the weekly, The Mandalorian. Yeah. So
the other star show.
The other star show, the one I'm a little bit more invested in. But like I said, I've, you know.
Literally invested.
Yeah. thousands of dollars invested. But yeah, I think that's it from us. Comment down below what you guys think about this show. Are you excited for episode 2? And if you want to watch us, review this, comment down below and see what you think. If not, then comment down below what you want us to review or talk about. But I think that's it from us. While you're down there reviewing and telling us, go hit that like button and also that cool red subscribe button.
Yes.
With that bell icon.
And if you want to see this unedited, we have Patreon now.
Oh, yeah. Get old Patreon.
You can see the behind-the-scenes stupidity.
Oh, God. Oh, no. You put the whole thing on
there? I literally only put the beginning and the end in it and keep the rest. The little talk nerdy to me beginning and ending intros and outros.
Oh, no. You get to see all the unedited stuff, all the dumb crap that we talk about.
Picking our nose and
oh god,
all kinds of other stuff.
I need to scrub that from the internet.
Using the 5-gallon bucket underneath the table.
Yeah, that's always interesting. I wish they had smell-o-vision now.
I was scratching sniff the screen.
But yeah, so hit us out on Patreon. You can also download our podcast. All the links are down below.
Yes, sir.
You always copy and paste them. I did it one time. It just took too long. I'd rather let him do it.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah.
You put the picture in there, we're just like, I was like, really?
I was sitting there like, click, bah, click, yeah, good, it's
there
fine.
You. Hey, there. Oh, you like that? You want another picture? There.
Yeah, I did it once in like 2 years. You do it every time, so I don't hear. But either way, yeah, also hit that bell icon because it actually tells you when we upload new things.
You will be notified.
You will be notified. You will be notified. For the people who are listening to our podcast, have a good night. I know you are listening to us.
This is sweet our dreams. ASMR ending.
And to that one person, you know who you are, who's listening to us right now. We know you're listening, and we love you.
A lot.
But, yes. So, either way, I think that's it from us.
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah, that's enough. Watch us next week for reviewing episode 2. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I'm Troy, also Talk Nerdy to Me.
We will see you nerds next week.
Later, nerds.
Bye, nerds. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.